question you have, what is the thing about the Avod of Elul? So we've often discussed that the Avod of Elul, Lachar, should be shaped around the various Minhagim of Elul. So one of the Minhagim of Elul is the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shem B'chol Yom B'yom. What's the basis for the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shem B'chol Yom? We've often discussed the Pirkei Avolozer. That's what it's based on. The Pirkei Avolozer says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went, in fact, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like that because of this minhag, that's how Elul became Yemei Rotzeh. So the Medrash, the Pirkei Avolozer says that when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, it sounds like the third time, so Klal Yisrael were concerned, how are we going to be sure that we don't make the same mistake we made the first time? So Klal Yisrael said, we'll blow shofar every day. That was the minhag, to blow shofar every day. There's certain kashas that are very hard to explain, because based on that minhag, we should be blowing shofar all the way to Yom Kippur. That's a good kasha, I have to figure it out. But that's what the Pirkei Avolozer says. To blow shofar every single day, that was what Klal Yisrael did. Why is that such a significant event that we follow through? So the Chofetz Chaim seems to say that that's what made it into a Yemei Ratzon. So Hadar Kush L'Duchta, why is that event so important in Yemei Ratzon? So we've often explained in the past that Klal Yisrael came to recognition, they made it Ushal Malecha for you. So for the newer members of the Shir Bei Einsteiner, comes to us on Erev Yom Tov, and he's a rav in Cleveland. Yeah. And some of you know of his svarim, the svarim brisk on Chumash. Some of you know some of his writings, but don't know that he wrote them because he wrote them in a pseudonym. What's the name? What do you call when you write it under somebody?
Let it remain that way.
Is that? No, it's what's it called when you write it under someone else's name? It's not a pseudonym. It's a
pseudonym.
Is that? A pen name. So, we have this chus to have Rabbi Said as a guest, and he explained his. He comes to us with have lots of shechter.
It's different from other years. My wife asked me a dozen times whether I'm up to coming or not. What happened to me 5 weeks ago? My son is a Magichene Yisrael. I have a cousin there who's a doctor named Dr. Jokobowitz. Never he lost his wife. And the mother, parked in the semicircle in the administration building. And I was in the yeshiva, and when I came back, someone had a van there. So I tried to get around. The next thing I knew is the car lurched forward, crashed over the curb. And the next thing I knew, I was outside the car, and my feet were under the car. And the president of the Sinai Hospital is a son-in-law of the Mashgiach in Israel. And all the arrangements, the next day I passed out. They already did all the kinds of tests. Everything was negative. Unfortunately, though, there's a temporary nerve damage. And then it interferes with my sleep greatly. And then sometimes I don't feel so steady. That's why I'm sitting here to go from chair to chair. But I haven't missed in 25, 30 years. I wanted to come again. The families we give money to are poverty-stricken families, several hundred families. What drives me to this tzedakah is its fairness. If you give a dollar, the dollar goes to Neem Eretz Yisrael. There are expenses incurred in getting the money there. It does not come out of this money. It's covered elsewhere. Whatever you give goes to Neem Eretz Yisrael. We check out the needs as they vary, so then the stipend we give also varies. Rabbi Shechter is a close friend of mine. He calls me up after Yom Kippur. Whatever has been committed to him at that time will lay out the funds. This is an honest tzedakah, a fair tzedakah. Everyone wants to give stuff among other people. You want to think some of it goes to where it's supposed to go. Here, everything goes to where it's supposed to go. They're poverty-stricken people, and we supply them whatever the money is available for the needs for Yom Tov. Over the last number of years, let's say almost 90%, 85-90% of what we collect comes from Yitzchak Chun and it's alumni. I ask you, make it worthwhile that I came here. Do whatever you can now, whatever you can do subsequently, family and friends. Some of those who were Talmidim when I first began, when Rabbi Shachter told me, what do you have to lose? Come to Yisroel Chanan. Some of those are now professionals and they give larger amounts of money. All together, between alumni and yeshiva, a lot of money comes in. Checks can be made out to my shul's charity fund for tax purposes. That's Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund. I ask you, whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do, then you're the keeper. You tell Rabbi Shachter, he'll call me, and we'll have the funds. Can you pass it around?
It's Blanche Street.
What?
You're Blanche Street.
Blanche Avenue.
Blanche Avenue. What number?
3395.
And what's the zip code?
4411.
44118. So did you have any procedure?
No. There's an open door that hasn't healed yet.
Uh-huh.
And that keeps me awake at night. So last night, I think I had the 3 o'clock. I don't know how long I slept. So if you're worried, something like that. I don't know what I usually do.
Yeah. Come back. I'll call you in the room. Come back.
Yeah.
The nerve damage is going to grow.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the doctors told me he was shaking. You know, I was shaking up his shoulders now. And I guess I didn't feel anything then. And I came back to Cleveland today. And recently,
I'm going to say
to you boys. She was offered to give money to the shopping places. We broke.
Thank you very much. So Klal Yisrael, they were nichshel the first time because they made a mistake in counting the 40 days. And they thought that the 40 days were over on Shavuos v'Tammuz. So they, in order not to make the same mistake, they decided to blow shofar every day. All right. So I've often thought in the past that this is a very important yesod in tshuva. That if a person wants to make a tikkun, so what Klal Yisrael realized is that the most effective way to make a tikkun is to pick up some hanhaga that's going to help make the tikkun. Now, if a person can decide to make a tikkun, all of us have many, many times decided to make certain tikkunim, but didn't go. We fell back into our maslul, fell back into our routine. So, Aval Pekin, we accomplished a tikkun for some period of time. That's a huge accomplishment. Person decides in El Yom Rom to make a tikkun and it lasts till Simchas Torah. Very good. That means he made a tikkun for 6-7 weeks. Person that lasts until Hanukkah time, the Chavali, made a tikkun for like a quarter of the year. That's a huge accomplishment. Person shouldn't say, oh, didn't last, that I'm back here, Elul, the same issues last year. Could be, but it could be that a person was successful for part of the year. No, so that's an accomplishment. So, but what Chazal, what Klal Yisrael realized is that the most effective way to make a tikkun is to introduce some behavior that will help that tikkun. Right? Not a very simple behavior, right? The mashal, we often do this. person who is chronically late for davening, so he makes a tikkun, he sets the alarm with the snooze button 10 minutes earlier. All right? So it's a minimal tikkun because it's a snooze button. Right? But it's a, he reminds him, right? Or they say that Rabbi Yosef, when he would wake up every day, 2:30 in the morning, the first thing he would do is he would kick the blanket off. Right? I said, I don't know. And there was a person who, when one of his grandchildren stayed with him, and he saw this, he had tremendous chizuk from it. Because he said every night, when Yosha gets up at 2:30 to learn, so he thought he had no Melchemes HaYetzer. But he said when he kicked off the blanket, it means he didn't have Melchemes HaYetzer. Part of him wanted to stay sleeping. In order to force himself to get up, he had to kick off the blanket. He says, even he didn't have Melchemes HaYetzer. So a person makes... Often we want to make sure we daven a certain minyan, so we make a seder before that. All right. Daven slichas, that makes sure we get the minyan in time. There are all different ways. A person has an atiyah to unravel, to have a short fuse, makes some kind of tikkun that he gets in this situation, he reminds him of something, whatever it is. The psychologist, I learned this from Dr. Pelk, which is last year, I was listening to a lecture of his. He said that psychologists explain that the world of psychology understands that if a person wants to change behavior, so you have to do something differently. And they call it ritualizing. Without ritualizing, it's unlikely that a person will be able to change it. That's what Dr. Pelk would suggest it. So, and he's saying this is the conventional wisdom of psychology. So this conventional wisdom of psychology, the Dora Midbar explained, they considered, they discovered, you have to do something different, blow shofar. So that's what he explained many times, that l'chaira, that is the significance of blowing shofar, that chachma, that wisdom, that pikchus, that if a person wants to do tshuva, you have to do something different. So that's the... that bikush to change is what the Chavetz Chaim said made Elul Tmei Rotzei. That wisdom, every morning you hear the shofar, so on one hand you hear the pachad of the Yom HaDin coming every day, it's getting closer and closer, you hear the hachana for the mitzvah, and you hear this pikchus. So this year I came across a word from Rabbi Nechemia Yosef Kornitzer. He's quoted more and more these days because when his Sfarim became published. Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer was a great grandson of the Chassam Sofer. From both sides, his mother and father's side. His mother was the daughter of the Chassam Sofer. They say, it's written that his mother was nifter, I think, before his bris. And he and his father was nifter before his bar mitzvah. He was raised primarily by an uncle. His father, Rekiva Kornitzer, is buried right next to the Ksav Sefer. He was a rav, I think in Krakow, I'm not sure. So I saw, quoted by Rabbi Bernstein, and it's spelled like Rabbi Bernstein, he quotes this of Yosef Akiva, it's really quoted by Isaac Bernstein. I mean, Isaac Bernstein was a British rav, was a rav in the Jewish center. Very colorful, charismatic rav, Beito. He's nifted very young. So he quotes Rekiva, is asking the following question. What was the mistake that Klal Yisrael made? So, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Har Sinai on Zion Sivan, so he went up in the morning. So Moshe Rabbeinu said this day doesn't count because it's a mitzvah sayyim. Tomorrow was the first of the 40 days. And in Klal Yisrael, they counted that day. So 39 days later, Klal Yisrael expected Moshe Rabbeinu to come down. Moshe Rabbeinu had another full day to go. So the mistake was... So what was the mistake? So Rekiva Yosef said the mistake was that Koidim Matan Torah, we counted the days from the morning till the night. The Rashbam, Vayerev Vayivorki Yoim Echad, it means Vayerev, it became nighttime, Right? And then the day was, and when the morning came, the day was over. Right? Erev became night, and when it was morning time, then the previous day was over. Matan Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu changed it. The day begins at night. So, and Zion Sivan was post Matan Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu already didn't count that day, the first day, because post Matan Torah wasn't day one of day 40. Three, the Baruch Hu was using post Matan Torah day. Klal Yisrael didn't open all their emails. I don't know. They didn't get this this message, so they were still counting their pre Matan Torah. So therefore, they counted that Moshe Rabbeinu went up in the morning. That was day one. Okay. So according to says, so what is the significance of the switch from beginning Belayla, beginning B'yayim? It says the Western world, or the natural world, thinks of the day beginning in the morning, and thinks of life as beginning B'mloy Kechaysa. And then one spends one's life with one's koich is dwindling. Right? One begins one's life with all sorts of opportunities open. Everything is uncharted. And then, all right, so maybe we don't say that at day one you have mlei kechayse, but certainly we imagine that in the 20s, that a person peaks in terms of, that's what the Western world thinks. I think Ariyam is that. In the sciences, people are expected to make their major lifetime discovery in their mid-20s. PhDs supposed to be the crest. Mid-20s, and after that, many people just work out their chiddush. They more chiddush. But in the scientific world, it's understood, mleike chaysav, late 20s, early 30s, maybe there is some maturity later on, maturing, but then one is working things out, and then one has dwindling koiches. And Klal Yisrael, the Chacham of the Rebbeinu Shel Moshe, is not like that. We begin the day at night, and then we are forever increasing in our koiches. Right? We begin with all sorts of koiches that have bechlal not worked out at all. And then, as life progresses, so then you work on more and more bikoches, you pick up more and more bikoches. Remember the Rav once discussing, I think it was several times, it was when he was already in his probably 70s. Yeah, for sure. Probably is. Remember this, he was in his mid-70s, late-70s. So how the Western world doesn't appreciate Zikna Bechlal. Zikna already is already beyond one's major contributions. And he says, but the Torah world is for care. The Torah world embraces Zikna. Zikna Ador. Person goes for, wants to get insight. You go to the Gedolei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael runs from Chaim Kanievsky, the Zikna Ador, each one b'shaita. When you think of when Klal Yisrael approached Gedolei Yisrael, it was always b'ziknusa. But Torah, a person looks, he didn't say he looks, he said Taka looks forward. It's hard to appreciate. He said, the Zikna person, he says, a person becomes Maruchni, that wasn't his Lashon. Is a person, Miyataivas, also not his Lashon. He is, but he said, but the appreciation of Zikni Ador, when there's an accumulation of Torah and of Avoda. So he said, that was the wisdom of Klal Yisrael. That was the wisdom of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That the day begins at night, and then it continuously goes on, and the increase, and the increase, and increase. Midday, these are all, person becomes Mulei Kechais. So I was thinking, with that insight, we can understand why Klal Yisrael would blow Shef every morning. What was the point of blowing Shef every morning? Well, why was that the Tikkun? Because they're reminding themselves, what was their Tos? Their Tos was, when the sun rose, they thought the day began then. No. It was after Matan Torah. They were in the middle of the day already. So they blew shofar at the point of toss that they made. Instead of every day they were counting 1, 2, 3, they should have been counting halfway through. Right? Or we haven't even started this day yet. Because it's the middle of the day. The mamash at the point of toss, but the point of toss is much more important when you have this insight. Because the point of Tos is that in the morning time, we say we're in the middle of the day. We are b'derech aliyah. Right? Life is always b'derech aliyah. From the night time, we're still b'derech aliyah. Ana reg acharit. And that's one of the major insights of Elul and of the whole preparation of Yom Ne'irom and of Tshuva. But a person could say, the Dor HaMidbar could say, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, they could have said, Aderech Aliyah, we are already 60 days away from Matan Torah. So we're 60 days away from our finest hour, right? Are we ever going to get back to Maimon Har Sinai? So they could have said, okay, we peaked at Maimon Har Sinai. Nope, so every year we're going to have, it's going to be a little bit further from Maimon Har Sinai. And that's an emes. But there's another emes. And that is that if 60 days after Har Sinai they start doing tshuva for Cheder Egel, then they are greater people now than they were on Shavuos of the Tammuz. And if Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Yom Kippur and they've waited a full 40 days, then they have overcome a toss they made by the Cheder Egel. So are they taka? Are they b'derech yirida? Okay, they're b'derech aliyah. So both are correct. They're further from Har Sinai. But if you always see yourself b'derech aliyah, b'derech yirida, so what's the point of doing tshuva? The idea of tshuva is that I'm always b'derech aliyah. So when Klal Yisrael took this, so again, so our, when we adopted this practice of Klal Yisrael from the Dor HaMidbar and said this is going to be one of our avodas of Tish of Elul, so first of all, Chofetz Chaim would say we took it because that's what made Elul Timei Rotzei. But we're taking it because, first of all, it reminds us of one of the most important aspects of tshuva, and that is to make a change in hanhoga. A slight change in hanhoga. It doesn't have to be a dramatic change in hanhoga. The ikar change is in my hergish. The ikar change is in my commitment. The ikar change is in my mocher and mind is. But if I want to keep my mind and my hergish in the right place, a little hanhoga can do. Go very far. It's Kia Schaefer. It takes a few seconds. But then there's a deeper insight. And that is that they took it at the point of toss. But what's the umkus of their toss? The umkus of their toss is that they could have seen themselves as we messed up at Har Sinai. We messed up. We did a chet ha'egel in Har Sinai. No. So what's left for us? Okay, maybe we'll squeak away with the Baruch Hu's Rachmanus or not. So now they took the shayfa b'makom tos because there's a new insight that Gishmachu gave us at Har Sinai, and that is that we're always b'derech aliyah. We can always make ourselves b'derech aliyah. So the tkiya shayfa is that reminder, which is crucial for us to be successful in the avoid of Elul, the avoid of Tishrei. Okay, let's go right there in the Gemara. Seems like the AC is not working so well. No, you get the same impression. Maybe the power failure this morning. They got the internet up, but they got the at the expense of the AC. I don't know. Anything happy over there? Everything's better.
There's too much cough outside.
What was that?
Same AC. It's so hot outside.
Yeah. What are we gonna do? We're gonna make the have this chus of learning despite the heat. Okay. Can we open the door a little bit? I think it'll see if there's any get in the air in here. Okay. Let's see if we can accomplish it here. So So the Ran that you've all seen, both the Ran and the Chidushim and the Ran and the Rif, with slight differences, so the Ran raises the question as to how did Rosh Hashanah become Rosh Hashanah? In other words, the Ran says that the Sugya and Tezayin Omid Aleph at the bottom, Rabbi Akiva says, that's what determined the Yemei Adin of Pesach and of Atzeres and of Sukkot. What determined that Rosh Hashanah was a Yemei Adin? So you've seen the Ran says there are two possibilities. But according to the Gemara, he quotes the Medrash that says that Adam Arishon was born in Rosh Hashanah because the world started on Chof Hei Elul. So I want to show the Lashon of you, you'll see why. Yesh Lishol Lama Adam Din Rosh Hashanah. Bishlam Mishor, the other days, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, Kadamino Gemara. Aval Adam Lama Din Yesh Rosh Hashanah, Vetibritz Davrezeh, Lov Manu, Bipsikta, Bishem of Lozer. Right? Tushu Hashem being Motsoi. What's being Motsoi? So we have the Medrash you're familiar with right now. Adam was created on the first day, and then he was Nichshal, and then he was Nodin, and he was Yotze V'dimus, and he was Kadosh Baruch Hu Nafloch. Omar Leah Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam Rishayim. Ze simon levanecha kishem shesha amarta leftana bedin b'yem ze b'yitzosa bedimos kachasidin vanecha leis einim lefana b'yem ze b'yitzin bedimos. Kadosh Baruch Hu said b'yem kebeya. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu let Adam get off the hook so be kebeya. So at first I thought, this is a part of the whole Mahalach, that the Derech Hashem speaks about, that Baruch Hu's Kevei has certain tchunas for his man. But look, what's the Lashon of the Psikta? Ze simen levanecha. Right? This is going to be a simen. That you were bidin, and you got off the hook. Kach, hasid levanecha. It's chizuk. Chizuk for Klal Yisrael, we could nichnas v'din. So a person comes to Rosh Hashanah, and he's supposed to remember. Rosh Hashanah was when Adam Rishon was nichshal, nidan, yasa v'dimas. And then it occurred to me that this would explain the strange practice of Lil Rosh Hashanah to be marbe v'simani. Right? Rosh Hashanah night is a leil, it goes back to the Gemara in Krisus. Mara says that Simona Milsa, that there is virtue to Simonim. And that's why Mara says, so therefore, since there's virtue to Simonim, so therefore, do Simonim. The Gemara talks about taking a Geza, taking Kara. Well, the Simonim that most Ashkenazim do are not in the Gemara. Most Ashkenazim take the honey and take the Rosh Hashal dog, Rosh Hashal kebab. Right? Those are not in the Gemara. Those are later on, I guess, but in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara that it's taking Kara and taking Rubia and taking whatever. What else do we take? The Sfaradim take all the Simonim. Was that Rimonim? Right. And Te'edim and Tamar. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. That's a Gemara in Krisos. That a person to take Simonim Lel Rosh Hashanah. So. Possibly, Miri points out it's a form of tshuva, it's a form of tefillah. It's not stam that because you have honey, you're going to have a sweet year. It means if you do tshuva and you have honey, so then you'll have a sweet year of zchus tshuva. So but the idea of taking simanim l'chayra has two sources: either because the sifra says that the shofar is a siman type, or because of this Gemara, this Psikta, that the establishment of Rosh Hashanah It's a similar vanecha. And the Mishnah says, the Medrash says, Kishem, Kishem Shemaz, upon every din, miyem is that. So maybe we want to remind ourselves of that simon, or because the day is a day that was established by a certain simon. So this is the basis. We can somach lemada oma lama adam nid mershashana yesu mishyam.
Very literally acquitted. He kicked that guy in.
But he died.
He might have still punished.
No. See, but he got it.
He got it. Like
yeah, but he was told
to die. He was going to die now.
Who was that?
Now he's going to die as well.
Yeah. But he got off the hook. He was, they said, it was voice humorous.
Okay.
Sounds like it was supposed to be. He did. He wasn't Enosh, but he still had. So the Gemara, then the Ran says that only works according to Rabbi Elazar, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Benisan Nivra Olam, so this story took place in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there, then the Ran says that according to this opinion, Venerali Shirotza Mokim Lizakais Es Yisrael Bedinam. So also there, we didn't get off the hook entirely. Because Baruch Hu will always remember the Cheder Egel, but so that's the second source that we, the second source that we follow. What's the difference in the first source and the second source? What's the essential distinction between the first source and the second source? What's the most glaring distinction?
Even like the first paragraph of the
Rambam? No, between Rambam and Yeshua. Meloza of Yeshua is based on the Bria of Adam Rishon and the Din of Adam Rishon, and the Meloza the other way around.
Yeshua is in the world.
One second, and Yeshua is based on the Chayta Egel being forgiven on Yom Kippur. An essential, glaring distinction. Go ahead.
One is the din of the day, the other one is the din of something around it? Rabbi Elazar is...
Both are because it took place on that day. They're both days in which Baruch Hu was... No, what's
that? That the whole world or us? Because in its creation of the world, it don't include all of humans.
That's interesting, Hara. Correct. Okay, good.
Things like the one touches much more emphasis on the negative attribute of Kapara, whereas the other one is like placing emphasis on like the Olam, which is, I think it says Chesed Yibaneh.
Which one's which?
The one who focuses on the Eagle says the whole point of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the whole cloud, that you've done stuff wrong and now you have to fix it.
Yeah.
But according to Rabbi Eliezer, so the whole point of Rosh Hashanah is not necessarily to just say you've done wrong. It's like an opportunity and an opportunity for growth and creation and Briyat Adam, etc.
Just think about that, but I'm not sure if that is accurate. How do you know that? How do you know that the conversation, because Baruch Hu Adam Rishon was about... How can you prove what you just said? Why is it the exact opposite? That the kapara for the Chayre Egel was because the opportunities for Klal Yisrael going forward? Because of the Kiddush Hashem that we'd make, and the opportunity, and Adam Rishon was okay. I created the world, I'm going to destroy it. I mean, if you could prove it, it would be a good Shabbos Shuvah drush. It'd be interesting.
It seems
okay, but you have to get Rias, right? Otherwise, go ahead.
According to one, it seems that it's more likely other days, like one, like Sukkot is for water, so Shana is the time that man was created. So
yeah.
And the other would be that it's more of a like something that we brought upon ourselves.
But why did we bring upon us the chayt of egel more than Adam Rishon brought upon himself the chayt of Eitz Hadas?
It's not necessarily that Adam Rishon brought upon himself
it's just that the time that he was made, it's not necessarily because he died, because he sinned on the same day and was needed on the same day. Although it wasn't, not because he was never on that day. You know what you say? Now I'm nervous. I thought the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, the position of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, explains why the Yom Adin should be in Rosh Hashanah. The position of Rabbi Yeshua explains why the Yom Adin should be in Yom Kippur. Right? In fact, the Ran has to then explain, I understand what happened in Yom Kippur. He has to now walk it back. How do we get to Rosh Hashanah? He has to say, well, you need to have to prepare for Yom Kippur, right? You have to have a Yom Adin before. Or he says, maybe in the 40 days that took place in the Doron Midbar after the Chayda Egel, maybe the Rachman began on Rosh Hashanah and ended up Yom Kippur. Right? He had to speculate a little bit. Right? So that's correct, what I'm saying. No? According to Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we understand why Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur is apparently, so we need 10 days to fix things up. However, we're going to learn Pshat later on in the Ksiv and the Ksiv. But according to Yeshua, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have a Yom Kippur on Yod Tishrei, and then had to give us Hachana time, as opposed to Tikkun time, like Hachana time. In other words, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the process of Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Teshuva is all a preparation of what has to happen in Yom Kippur. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, Aseret Yemei Teshuva and Yom Kippur is all a process which is a fallout for what has to happen in Rosh Hashanah. Right? If you look at the Lishonos of the Tanoim, so the Tanoim say, Hakol nidon the Roshonim v'gazardin shalem nechta b'yem ha-kippur divrei Meir. So I would say that is totally, you cannot tell from that Lashon whether he holds like a Yeshua or like Rabbi Eliezer. However, Yehuda Oimer, Hakol nidon Rosh Hashanah v'gazardin shalem nechta kol echon v'echon b'zmanoi b'pesach tuva teres ala peiros. And then Adam is B'Yom Kippur, L'chayra, he holds the Iker's Rosh Hashanah. The whole world's having Rosh Hashanah. We are part of the whole world. So L'chayra, that he would be following the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yishmael, who is the Tan of our Mishnah, is V'arba Prakim O'olam Nidayim. The Adam Nida and Mishonu Gzardin Shalom Nechta the Yom Kippur. The Chiktoni Mas Nisin Ascholas Din. So Ascholas Din certainly sounds like the second position of the Ran in Rabbi Yeshua, because in Rabbi Yeshua he says, "So why? What happened in Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah was the beginning of the softening of the Rach." It certainly fits with that lashon very well. But the even if we go with the first presentation that the ksiva on Rosh Hashanah is to service the gzar din, the odom nid Rosh Hashanah gzar din shalei nechta v'yem ha-kippur. V'chi katani mestisa nascholas, and the fact that the Gemara has to explain that Rosh Hashanah is the haschola for what's going on in Yom Kippur. So it sounds like that the Gemara is saying really Yom Kippur should be in the Mishnah. Because that's the Iker. I have to explain to you why Rosh Hashanah. So that sounds like if Yeshua is Mahalach. So that would explain to us one of the machlokes in over here. Good. So now let's go weiter. So Gemara says, the Gemara wants to know, so who do we paskin like? Who do we daven like? Kaman Matzlina. So let's just, before the Gemara even asks the Kasha, so what would we say? Who do we paskin like?
Eliezer.
Like Eliezer. Why like Eliezer? Was that? Because on Rosh Hashanah,
Hayom
Ras Olam, right? Okay, I had in mind which thing is correct. I have in mind which of the shittas in this Tesefta to be paskin. When is our Yom Adin? Was that Rosh Hashanah? All right. So therefore, we are dismissing Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, and we could be any one of the Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Right? On what basis do you say that? Because in Yeshiva Ketan you learned that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. No, what basis? Chumash. What basis do you say that it's Yom Adin? What's your raya that it's Yom Adin? I know anything you learned in Yeshiva Ketan is an emes that has to be disproven. But how did your Yeshiva Ketan teacher know that it was Yom Adin? Because you're Mora, Tanner in first grade, there's him in the news, so let's see.
Well, for me, yes, I said don't fit in the Mishnah.
So therefore, why? So therefore, we follow the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's I would say a Shvach Haraya. What's your... Was that?
Question, right?
How do we... what base are you saying the Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin? And we pass it. They're shittas that way. But what basis is saying that we pass in that way? Was that?
Can you use the same pasuk that we say? Yamid the mishpat kol yitzir olam.
And why is it Rosh Hashanah? Never mind. He's a pasuk of Kesem Chageinu. But the other rabbanim thought that was a drasha. They didn't think it was a proof. Right. In other words. That's the machlokes. How are you going to pass him? How are you going to darshan bekesem chageinu? That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yossi apparently has another way of darshaning it. Didn't find that compelling. No. So what's the basis? So the emes is the basis is what's the emes? Why? Al Ashkenazim, because the Ramam done. No. Because we're nesana tokef. Right. If Rosh Hashanah you can save him. We have to give a same one. Right? Svarim, don't we're talking about, right? And it's not a tokef. It's one of the major piyutim, a very late piyut. Came from Amnon. Came from, what was Amnon? 1200s, 1300s.
Yeah.
Right? But no one stopped him from putting into the machzor. Right? No, what else? Anshek Nesak Dola. How would you say it? Yom Adin. What would your raya be? Hayoyim Marasom, Hayoyim Yamim Mishpat. All right? That comes back, says, right from the Kadmoni. That's already. So you have Ram Amnon from the Mea Binaim, you have Hayoyim Marasom earlier. No, what else?
All the Adams we have
from Yeah, Lachar, that's Anshek Nesak Dola. Right? So Chayin Lachayim, Kasvein Lachayim, Lachar, we're adding him in. And Rosh Hashanah, so if we're adding the min Rosh Hashanah, Lachaira, the Anshei Knes HaGdola, no one else can add into the Ovis. So our Raya is that Anshei Knes HaGdola seem to paskin like like Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yosi, as right, Ari said, because that's what it said, that's the chari of the Rabbanan of the Mishnah. See, Hayom Arasaylam, you have Kusvenu, you have the Avinu Malkenus, right? Kusvenu. Also goes back to the to check which ones help, not all of them go so far back. We begin with the Tanakh. No one else? The Neraya, the Ramah. Says that we wish everybody a Ksiv Achsim Matova. It's a Ramah. That's not Mazak. That's Svarim to do that. Svarim don't say that it's a Ramah that says Ksiv Achsim Matova.
Right. You can't prove anything from the Rambam and the Ramah, meaning they're only working off the proofs we have in the Gemara. So you can prove something from the Anshei Gan Sefer Gedolah because they're before the Gemara, before the Tanaim. But what the Rambam and the Ramah are working off, we're working off, and we can't find it in the Gemara necessarily. We can't find it in the Sukkah necessarily. Just because the Rambam says it, meaning that
No. The Rambam is paskening. You're referring to the Gemara says on Tez Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Bikus Pidoi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Shleish svarim nechftachim b'shoshana, echad shel misham gemur, and echad shel tzaddik gemur, and the Rambam quotes these gemaras. So that's and Chanami, Rav Krusba Doi and Rav Yechanan held like our Mishnah against Rav Yehesi and Rav Nosson, right? And the Rambam adopted that approach, right? How did the Rambam know that Chazal could say? But Ari said, that's what the Rav Shittas of Rishonim said, right? But I'm saying, so what you're saying is correct. You could have told me we pass it because the Rambam says it. That's a good answer. That's good. The Rambam paskins. We can go a step further because that's Shiganesh's paskin. Now, what, however, the Gemara says that that's not a terribly compelling proof. Why? Because Gemara says every single day when we daven refeinu baruch aleinu l'chora, that means that the din isn't done yet. That's the answer. Right? And l'chora, that's a machlokes tanam whether we say yafitzaka. So Gemara says kiman matzlinan. Right? That's l'chora. L'chora, that's the Gemara saying, Kaman Kaimelon. Who do we paskin like? Om Rav Yosef. Kaman Matzlinan O Idna. Aktsire V'amriye. Right? Who do we paskin like? Kaman Matzlinan. When we paskin Aktsire V'amriye. Right? When we paskin that the Rabbonu Shum should keep machlus away, the Amriye, and should watch over the Chachamim. And that we do all the time. So the Gemara says, command Rav Yosi. It must be like Rav Yosi. So that means the Gemara is saying that we pass like Rav Yosi. Iba Yaseima. Right? And if you want Viva Yisema L'Oilam K'Rabbanan. K'Rabbanan L'Chara means like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Meir. So then the kasha is, so why are we davening? Uch Rabbi Yitzchak. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak Yafet Sa'ok L'Odom Bein Koidem Gezar Din Meliachar Gezar Din. Right? What's the machlokes? What are the 2 days arguing about? What's the machlokes in the 2 days? L'chor, why didn't the first day say Kerabonim? The first day said we're going according to Shitas Yochin Rabbi Yosi, Rav Nosson. Goes against what we learned from the Ashrei Nesek Da'ola, Hayim Harasaylam, right? Goes against Rav Kuspidori, Rabbi Yechanan. So what's the, what do they argue about? L'chor, if the first sheet of the Gemara, the Lishna Kama of the Gemara, what was it not Mekabel? Why couldn't the Lishna Kama, why did the Gemara simply say, no, Kerabon and Kerabi Yitzchak, go ahead?
Because
Correct. When you get to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, just look at the top of the Yomim. Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Ugzar din di yochid tanoi is the gzar din of a yochid, can it be repealed? Titania, hayir meir oimer, shnaim sha'olu lamita, two people took ill, shnaim sha'olu lamita, v'chulyon shove, and they had the exact same disease, two had the same crime, and they were being tried for the same crime. V'dinon shovem, ze yoren v'ze lo yoren. One got better, one didn't get better. Two guys, same genetic makeup, same constitution, same precautions, and the same disease. Why does one get better? Two guys, same crime, same judge, same jury. One is nitzel, one is lo nitzel. Mibnei ma, ze yor ze yoron, ze nitzel lo nitzel, ze espalel v'nene. Mize espalel v'nene. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mekabel tefillos. Mibnei ma ze nene, v'ze lo nene. So the Gemara says, why would one's tefillah work? Ze espalel tefillah shleima, one daven with kavana, nene. Ze lo espalel tefillah shleima. So loinen, Avlozer Oimer kan koidem gizardin kan liyachin gizardin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not based on the tefillas. It's not based on your tefillas shleima. One was koidem gizardin, because Baruch didn't make gizardin yet. One was liyachin gizardin. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, yofet sa'okal odam bein koidem bein liyachin gizardin. So Gemara says, the machlokes tanoim, whether tefillah li'achar gzar din helps. Is the gzar din final? Or is it tefillah li'achar gzar din? So this opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak is the machlokes tanoim. If you have it tzaka. So l'chayra, the 2 days in the Gemara are two mahalchim in the tanoim. Is there such a thing as tefillah li'achar gzar din? So Rabbi Yaisi, the Gemara says, k'man matzlinon, why do we daven matzoyim kippur? Right? Why do we have tefillah from Yom Kippur till the next Rosh Hashanah? The Gzar Din is done. So we can say Shevach, yeah. We probably can say Hashiva Shevteinu, because the Tzibur, the Gemara says, everybody holds the Gzar Din of Tzibur can be Nikra. So we can daven for the Tzibur, right? But Rifeinu, Baruch Aleinu. So Gemara says, Anachanami. That's Kirab Yaisi. What's Pshat Kirab Yaisi? That's not Hastira, right? So either we're hedging our bets, right? We want to cover all the Tanoim, make sure that by the end of the day we've been misfollow, right? Or, as we said before, Rabbi Yaisi would probably have almost the entire davening that we would have, except for he probably wouldn't say the Kasveinus. I'm not sure how to deal with that. I think that he wouldn't say, he would never let Rav Amnon into the Machzor, that's for sure. And he would maybe not say Hayom HaRasol, he'd say Yom HaRasol, he wouldn't say Hayom Yamim Mishpat, a little bit of a different nusach. On the other hand, the Gemara says that L'chayra, how do we paskin? L'chayra, we are the second Lashon. Right? Because the second Lashon says you can do everything. You can daven Yomim Ne'iroim, you can have Gzar Din, and as long as you hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, you can keep on davening. A little bit of a kasha. So what is the point of, what's the significance of Gzar Din? I have to figure that out. If Yafet Sa'oka. So that's the sugya, alright? That's the sugya. Benji, what was your question before?
Going much further back, if, forgive me if I Yeah. Rosh
Hashanah, because that's what it is. Is that saying that they didn't say bring Korban and Kippur in Beit HaMikdash al Shlomo? It seems to be a thing that...
No, first of all, Yom Kippur is on the second base of Mikdash, first of all.
Right, so I'm saying we should be Yom Kippur is a bill, right?
Yeah, but Yom Kippur De'oraisa could be a day of Kiyem, Kibi Yom Ezeh Yechaper Aleichem. Right? Does that mean that it's a Yom Adin? It's a day of Kapara, a day of Tshuva.
Why else? Yes, we always have to be doing Tshuva, but the two go together.
No, why couldn't you say, we are Maski, Yitzias Ramachol Yom Yom, and we have one day when we put all of our efforts into Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Right? We have one day, we celebrate Chidush HaTorah B'chol Yom Yom, and we have one day when we focus on it. So we have to do Tshuva B'chol Yom Yom. There's one day when Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to focus on Tshuva, wants to do Tshuva for the Tzibur. No. They weren't sitting back smoking cigars, hanging around the pool, making a decision. They were sweating it out with 120 other Chachmi Yisrael, and going through the Midrashim, and going through the all the Shitas, right? They didn't just spend a couple of days doing the Sugya. And then these Chachmi Yisrael, after investing their lives into figuring this out, they made a decision, yeah. Yeah. They figured out based on
I understand that Torah is a little bit, but I think din is.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be a decision? Like, I understand Torah is not in Shemayim, so we can decide certain halakhic things, but I feel like being judged is not necessarily on the ground.
No, but I understand why you're uncomfortable. That's your Nesek Dola. Figure it out based on various parts of Misura they had Misinai exactly when the Yemidin was. No, why are you uncomfortable with that? There are different Masairas, right? And they took the Masaira of the Medrash the Medrash of the Psevelazar and the Medrash of Cheir Egel. No, why is that? And those go back. Those are Masairas from Arsina. So based on that, they were Kaveya. Kashan is in Rabbi Yosi, not on the Cheshik Nagdala. No, yeah. So Tosfos asks, so far so good, correct? You'll tell me if it's so far so good, but think about it some more, okay?
Hold. I
mean, L'chaira Benj is correct, that exactly what was happening before then is hard to figure out. But, in other words, Benji is accurate in saying, before then it was clearly a day of Kapara, there's no question. And before then there was probably, like any other Machlokes, there were probably places in Eretz Yisrael where they were davening Hayom HaRasayim, and the place in Eretz Yisrael where they were not. Everybody was blowing shofar. In certain places in Eretz Yisrael, they were giving drashas that it was Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in certain places, they were giving drashas that it's the Yom HaDin. No. Probably, Rabbi Yossi's communities were in the minority, because you had Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, right? So probably had Rabbi and against Rabbi Yisrael Ibn Nasan, probably Rav Kehilas, right? Were Yom HaDin Kehilas, right? Probably instead of going to Uman, people would spend their time going to Rabbi Meir's Kehilas and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Meir's and Rabbi Yehuda. Probably the Nigunim and Rabbi Meir's places were somber and sober Nigunim, like the Marvel and the. Nigunim and Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yosef's communities were cheerful and uppity and like Karmach Nigunim, no? So probably that's... But then Nashik Nesek Dola said... Hold on. That we're going... What did they say? L'chair would say it's not so posha. That's Taisu's Kasha, basically. Right? They certainly said that we should look at Rosh Hashanah as a Yom HaDin. Amrav Kuspedoi, Amrav Yechanan, right? And we followed that Messiah and shifted away from the Messiah of Yosef. However, look at the Tosfos. Keman Maslina no Idna Aksiri Amriye, Kim Rabbi Yosef, Ve'im Toima, Lirabbonon nami mi loy matzlinon refa'enu uvirchas hashonim. Tosfos says, moves the focus for a moment and says, and maybe the Benji had in mind, that Tosfos says, but according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yishmael, they also had a Chiknes Agdola, and they were Kevei the Shmoyne Esrei. And it's true, you could say, I'm explaining Tosfos Kasha now, you could say Atochelum Das is not a Gzar Din, right? Because Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily make Gzar Din how much Chochmah we have, so you can daven every day for Chochmah. And Tshuva, you can daven every day for Tshuva, right? Because Yerushimayim, Akobin Shem Chutz Yerushimayim, and you can daven every day for Slich and Kapora, right? And you probably can daven every day for a Shiva Sheftainu, Yishai Mircha, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. And it would say, but Refuah, that's Exardin. So Parnasa is Exardin. So according to the Rabbanon, why did the Anshik Nesagadolo put into the Shmoneh Esrei these Exardin questions? These Exardin brachas. That's Taisha's Kasha. Right? V'oid, Rabbi Yehuda the Omar, Hocha Adam Nidin Rosh Hashanah Ugzardin Shalei Nechtem Yom Kippurim, Ha'omer Perek Kama De Shabbos Anichnas Levaker HaChoyle Oymer Amokim Yerachim Olech Val Choyle Amba Yisrael. And another Kasha, Gemara Shabbos says, the mitzvah Bikur Choylem, is he Bimakar Chola, and then, before you leave the Chola, Shechina is true, you're Bereshu Shal Choyle, so you turn to Shechina and you say, here at Zion, you say, Amokim Yerachim. Olechem Olchel Yisrael. What do you mean Amokim Yerachim? It's a done deal. It's not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur anymore. So what are you davening for Amokim Yerachim? So Tosfos says, so how do the Rabbanon deal with this? How did the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda? So what's difficult about Tosfos Kasha? What size is Teretz? Teretz number one is that Teretz number two is Yidavin B'Seich Shor Chol Yisrael. So the Gzardin of the Tzibur is always, so once you, it can always be repealed. So once you make your Tzvila, a Tzvila L'Toyves HaTzibur, then you can sneak in your best friend also, right? You can sneak in this Chayla. I don't understand exactly how this works, but apparently you can always, this second sheet that says, you got a problem, it's exactly over here, right? But if you mispallel for him with all other chaylim, so shor chayli Yisrael, you can be mispallel. It'll be mukubal. Alright? First sheet that Rabbi Tam says that the is not a problem. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gzar Din is only who gets sick. Who gets better? Open ticket. The Gzar Din is in the Chayli. Right? No. So you can't daven. Rabbi Tam says you can't daven. When we say Armi Shabbarach, that we say every Shabbos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Hasir Kol Machla. Rabbi Tam would say, "What are you davening for?" Machla. That's for Yom Kippur. That's not for now, unless it means take away the Machla which is there already. That's what it means. Rabbi Tam says, "There's only one Zaydin that hasn't happened yet, and that is how long will this Machla last?" It's an interesting idea. It doesn't fit into Ramadan so much, right? There it sounds like it's all part of the Machla Zardin, because Baruch Hu, right? But the Taisus is Teretz, is that the Rabbanon must hold that Taisus Teretz is that the Rabbanon who say that the Zardin takes place, so they're ongoing tefillah is we would say is in modern language is sketchy, right? Their ongoing tefillah is so any machla which is there already. Let's start working on getting away, right? If I do it b'seichat tzivur, I got a shot, but the didn't took place already. So the first question that we have to explain to Taisus is, Taisus kasha. What should bother you with Taisus kasha? Taisus kasha is, l'rabbonan ami lo'y matzlinan. How do we do refeinu? How do we do baruch aleinu? No. When?
If it's closed off, then...
No, that's the kasha. It's the kasha. But what's the problem with the kasha? Evie?
I don't know if
there's
some intuitive, but
Tuzma's
assuming that those
tefillos
are real
akashas. Why not? If Reino, he just says, those two. He zeroed in on the two that are hard to miyash. He was very, very focused. No? If I would ask you, Taisus kasha, what would you answer? If I would ask you, what's going on, how can you say Rebbeinu? Lou, what would you say?
I'd say we're about to hold every good talk.
And yeah.
Talk has been a
very good idea. Lou, so what's Taisus asking? What's Taisus kasha?
Isn't he asking the kasha, meaning according to the first Yirai Seima?
Right, correct, correct.
And therefore, the Rebbeinu also don't hold every good talk.
Yeah, so what I was saying is correct. In other words, if we would answer the kasha, if we were writing a hakdama to sinner, right? So we would say, should know, we are davening Aliva de Rabbi Yitzchak, right? There's a gzardin, and we can daven Yafet Sa'oka after gzardin, right? That's what we would say. We would say, Anshek Nes Hagdola. Hey, Mom, Hey, Omru, the Zagzai Dinan Rosh Hashanah Kippur, Name Omru Yafet Sa'akam. Correct? So we have to figure out now, that's the next Avodah, we have to figure out what's Pshat. What's this, if you can daven before and after, so what is Pshat and Zagzai Din? That means it's always flexible. So what's the Ksima, what's Ksima, what's post Ksima? Right? If a gzar din is repealable, that's an English word, so what's the chilek between davening before Yom Kippur and davening after Yom Kippur? So that's we have to figure out. What's bothering me is Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Yossi, because that's the Dibra Maschil, according to the first daya, there is a first daya, right? And the first daya is, as we explained, holds that there is no value for tefillah li'achar gzar din. We don't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak. So Tosfos apparently is saying this is a machlokes amongst the Tanaim, and we have to work out both shitas. We can't just say we are following the Boyis Eima, the Lishna of Basra. In the Lishna Kama, they're saying, the Lishna Kama also has, if you don't hold a Rabbi Yitzchak of Yafet Tzaakim, so explain to me, why are we davening B'chol Yaviyah? And then Taisus gives sketchy answers. Without Rabbi Yitzchak, you're davening in a very, very focused, you're davening, you have to daven that whatever is left open after the Gzar Din, right? You have to daven, you can't daven Shalei Yechla. Right? It's a much kind of different davening. Right? So the first daya of the Gemara Tosfos is concerned that we have to work everything out so that the Anshek Nesek Dola should make sense. That there can't be a shita that makes them not make sense. But the davening is a lot different. It's a different kind of davening according to the first day and the second day. So again, what do we accomplish today? Today we accomplish that we looked at the Ran's two presentations as to what is the basis for the Kviyas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Good. Then we explained that there's a significant difference between these two interpretations. So what's the Ikir, what's the What do you say? Tefil. No, what's the ikir? What's the ikir? What's the... Not so ikir, right? What's the less than ikir? Right? What's the ikir? What's the fallen of the ikir? Right? What's the mesayvah of the ikir? Okay. So then we explain that we have an interesting makor for the focus on Simon and Be'elel Rosh Hashanah. Right? And then we explain really pshat. It says we're working out the pshat that there are, the Gemara wants to understand how we paskin. We explain more dramatically that is a very pressing question for us, because we have to figure out how we have Yom Adin over and over again, and Achik Nesek Rosh Hashanah, and a Yom Adin that we appeal and come out every day. We seem to straddle, take both shittas. So the Gemara addresses that by saying, L'chara, we would say that we follow the Rabbanon and with Reb Yitzchak. So that leaves an open kasha. They're never going to go down that road. The Ritva says kasha. The Ritva says, so once you have our situation, our understanding of the way the world works, so we have to now understand, so what taka is the difference between davening now and davening after Yom Kippur? Right, that becomes a very pressing issue we have to figure out. And then we explain that what Tosas is saying, Tosas's kasha is not a redundant kasha in the sugya. Tosas's kasha is the first sheet in the Gemara that doesn't hold a Rebbe Yitzchak, that says an exar din is done, is finished. So then, according to that shita, which does not seem to be the shita that the Anshik Dola adopted, Paskin-like, right? If the Benji was going to explain to us what's bothering him, we'll figure this out. Okay? But according to them, Sataka the davening is a different kind of davening. Sarech Sharechal Yisrael, or... Okay, good. So let's stop here. We'll do tomorrow with the show.
According to Rabbi Yitzchak, it says Yachla. It says, like, yeah. It's a nice.